So, how do you pronounce that tricky word for you in Natvi? And there's no doubting that for many native English speakers, it is tricky. Because in English, that NG sound, can only occur at the beginning or end of a syllable, whereas in Natvi, it can occur at the beginning or the end. And when people do try to pronounce it, they often slip a G sound in, far more so than they would normally do for an M or N. For example, when I do say mother, I don't slip a B in, I don't say mother. And when I say knowing, I don't say knowing. There's no audible D sound. Now, the reason people get it with N is because it doesn't seem right to a lot of native English speakers to have it at the beginning of a syllable. So to try and make it fits nicer, better into their phonology, if they use a G instead, because G starts at the beginning of lots of words, got, giving, words like that, and they both start with a G. So having a G at the front is easier to pronounce for native English speakers than having a N at the front. So the G slips in. Now, this is because the actual process behind this is that they stop nasalization of the vowel, of the consonant, too early. And when this happens, it gets denasalized and becomes a G. So what you've got to do is you have to keep on the nasalization further until the end of the consonant. Obviously, you don't want to keep it on too long, or else you nasalize the vowel, and Natvi doesn't have vowel nasalization. So, for example, if I hold it on too long, instead of saying na, I get na, where it's very nasalized and the vowel is wrong now. So you don't want to say ga, and you don't want to say na. Instead, you need to practice when you stop nasalization, being very conscious about it, so that you don't stop it too late or too early, and you get it as close to the end of the stop as you can. When you do this, you should hopefully be able to get it to something more like na,